After 15-year-old Adrian Alanis died, Mayor Chris McBarnes elected to close the pool for the final 2 weeks of the swim season. He's since vowed to better train lifeguards and improve pool safety procedures. In fact, he says the pool has never had a written safety code before.
Our emergency action plan was always iterated verbally to our lifeguards in terms of a water rescue. But what I want to see out of water personnel now is a written set of procedures that not only deal with a drowning, but any seizure victims at our pool, an individual that would go into diabetic shock.
A new set of guidelines released Monday says the pool will start next season with 3 lifeguards on duty at all times instead of the 1 overseeing the water when Alanis drowned. Those guards will also shift positions every 30 minutes instead of every hour. The amount of chlorine in the pool will also be increased by as much as 50%, and the facility will be shut down for the day if the air temperature drops below 65 degrees. McBarnes says the cool temperatures on the day of the drowning led to what he calls murkiness in some parts of the pool, making it hard for lifeguards to see to the bottom. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.